have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. Hey, 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 hey! It's Dr. Cause in Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina with a brand new day, a brand new episode, a brand new day for me anyway, when I'm recording this, a brand new day ahead. I was sharing the last episode how I love my brand new baby days. I hope you do too, because you get to create whatever you will today. And where does it start? It starts with your thoughts. It starts with your intentions. And it proceeds from there with your commitment. What are you committed to? What are you making a commitment to in your life today? So we can all have all these great ideas. We can have all these great intentions. We can have all these great aspirations and fantasies and dreams, but we have to commit to them. We have to say, I'm going to do this thing no matter what. I'm going to do it. I don't know how, but I'm going to do it. I say I don't know how because those big dream goals, it's not a big dream goal if we already know how. Remember that one. Then there's, of course, you know, your to-do list and things that got to get done during the day. You got to commit to, I'm going to get these things done today or I'm going to get behind the rest of the week. We're making little commitments throughout our day, little tiny ones. But how about committing to you? What you are here to be, to do in this lifetime, in your lifetime. That's where that real longing and discontent comes into play. So many people think, well, the big dream is I want to get that big house on the beach, or I want to get that big boat, or I want to get that big car. Not that there's anything wrong with those things. But those kind of things will enhance maybe our joy and our experience here. But those aren't necessarily the things that are going to satisfy that longing and discontent, perhaps, that we feel. It's that big dream goal. And what I mean by that, the big dream goal, not the yacht or the house, the big dream goal is really to call into expression your purpose. And you find your purpose with what you are absolutely passionate about. And that's what really the show, the Genesis Frequency, is all about. How to move you from where you are now into what you are called to be and do in your lifetime. That's the big dream goal. That's the direction you want to be moving in. And so often I'll talk to people and they say, well, when I was little, I always wanted to be... Or when I was smaller, I always wanted to do, and just fill in the blanks. I mean, the blanks can be filled in with infinite possibilities because we are beings of infinite potential. Remember, we're spiritual beings having a human experience. So our potential is infinite as we tap into the universal mind where all things are possible. We have to find the wisdom that we hear in the words, be like little children. We have to go back to to that place and space where our imagination dominated our lives. Can you pause right now? Can you go back to those days? And just remember, every morning was a fresh canvas. It didn't take much either, did it? It could be the empty cardboard roll from a paper towel or wrapping paper, some string, a couple cups, and boy, we were warriors with walkie-talkies, right? And our imagination ruled our day. We could be and do whatever we wanted to be and do in our playtime. And then as we grew and as our programming became more intense, we were told, don't do that. You're dreaming. Oh, you got a wild imagination, as if that was a bad thing, right? I'm here to tell you it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's where we develop our fantasies, our dreams, our aspirations. And if you have any of those still lingering somewhere within you, those dreams, those hopes, those desires that you rejected because you didn't think they were possible for your life, or because someone told you or programmed you to believe that it wasn't possible for you or that you weren't good enough, I invite you to pull those dreams out again and dust them off. In fact, go a step further and commit to having a conversation with me, one-on-one, over the phone. Let's talk about it, because I am passionate about this work that I do with my wife, Tanae, and that we do helping people to make their dreams come true. It's really satisfying work when we can get to what you truly want and then see that it comes to pass in your life. But you have to make a commitment, going back to what I said when I started this particular episode. You have to make a commitment to you. If you're not sure what you want, if you don't remember what that is from your early years that you always wanted to be, do, or have in your life, spend some time in the silence. Spend some time in quiet contemplation. Work to settle yourself, to settle those thoughts, just like throwing a sheet over a bed and seeing the sheet settle down on the bed. Let your thoughts settle and just be still and see what comes up. Write and journal. A few episodes ago, I suggested that you make a list of everything that you don't want, because we can look to then the law of polarity, which is the law of opposites, and we can identify quickly by looking at what we don't want. Well, we can quickly have a list of what we do want. But right now I'm talking about that big dream, that big aspiration that perhaps first showed up in your imagination as a small child. I know it was with me, I came out of my mother's womb with a pair of drumsticks. So for me it was playing drums, and it was drums, 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 music and drums. And I grew up and grew into that, started playing professionally in high school, and started writing songs and played professionally, and now in another shape and form I'm back into that. That's part of the genesis of the Genesis frequency, because I really believe now how drumming has become evolved in our Western culture, like it's been a staple and for so long in the East and in Africa and in South America and in Australia with Aborigines, rhythm as a foundation of life and living. So that's for another episode. Let's get back to your commitment. I want to make sure that your words, the words that you're using when we talk about that's committed, talk about being committed, are in alignment with what we're committing to. Because so often we can say, well, I'm really committed to losing weight this time. Or I'm really committed to blank, fill it in. I'm really committed to living my dream this year. Well, I did that last year. I was really committed to getting my advanced degrees in metaphysical science. And that was it. I was committed beginning of the year. I said, I'm making a commitment to this, because what I did is I kept in my planner, I had my, I don't like to call it a bucket list, all my things that I wanted to accomplish in my life, and I wanted to get done like now. But it seemed like there were so many things I kept moving from last year over to the new book, last year over to the new book. I said, that's it. I am committing and I am knocking this list out. Now, it was pleasant to see this last year that I had got a whole bunch of those things done, just didn't take them off the list. And I looked at the advanced degrees and I said, now I'm committing to this. I am tired of moving this over. That's one of those things that was laying in there as a longing and discontent. I didn't know how I was going to do it in the period of time I did it in, but I committed to getting it done. I figured the how would show up, just like I practice what I preach, and it did. You know, I got my doctorate, and I think it was December 9th of last year, but I committed to it at the beginning of the year. So what are the words that we put behind our commitment? Words that don't support our commitment are words like, I don't see how this is possible. Words like, I can't. It makes me feel uncomfortable. I don't have time. I don't know how to do this. I'm afraid to do this, or I'll do it later. Do you hear any of these coming up in your life? Sometimes we'll make a commitment, but then the words that we speak audibly, or even if we're speaking the words within the chatter in our own mind, either way, they're just as effective when it comes to moving us in the wrong direction. We have to be committed in thought, in word, and action. So when we speak to ourselves or to others, we have to be in alignment with what we are committed to. I can't be committed to releasing weight. And remember, we release weight. We don't lose it, because whatever we lose, we find, right? So if I'm committed to releasing weight, I don't say words throughout the day looking in the mirror and speaking to myself and saying, oh, I am so fat. I don't go to whoever I come to and say, oh, I'd love to have that, but I'm such a pig. We don't use those words that are out of alignment with what we're committed to. And this can be whatever it is. If we're committed to writing a book, or if we're committed to learning how to be a concert pianist, if we're committed to a closer realization of our divine identity with spirituality as our goal, we have to speak the words that are in alignment with our commitment. And this is so very important. If you want to look at where you are, if you want to take your temperature, so to speak, with where you are, just look at your results. Look at the results that are showing up in your life. Your results are a direct reflection of what's going on inside of you. It's a direct reflection of your thoughts. What thoughts have you been thinking and holding dominant? And what are you committed to? And if you don't know what that is, look at your results. Look at what you're immersed in. Your conditions, your circumstances, your situation. That all came from what you think, from the thoughts that you were holding and your commitment to those thoughts. Even when it's in the wrong direction, that's what shows up in our results. We don't have to say, I'm committed to living a miserable life, but we say words that support that. So we're committing really by default. So this is some really important stuff for you to think about. I'm going to wrap it up and leave you with this today. because I really believe that you have to look at, realize, understand, and come to believe how powerful your thoughts truly are. And supportive of that is your commitment to those thoughts that you decide to hold and do more with. Because you can do this thing you want to be, do, and have. You can do this. You can think it. It's a done deal. Commit to it, and it's yours. Hey, this is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause in Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, and you have been listening to the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much. I'm filled with appreciation for you tuning in. See you next time. Have an infinitely spectacular day.